too late. You're late. You're late. You're late. That's it.
Never too late.
Too late.
Too late.
You're late.
Beat ya. Oh, hello, listener. Let me get me kit off.
Pardon us.
There just isn't time for all the ceremony sometimes, is there? You mortals, because you're going to die, you think you've got to rush everything. Rush, rush. Sorry,
just like you when you get your trousers off, rush.
Well, it's not the normal attire for a goddess, let me tell you, trousers. It's a weird thing for me.
Hello, goddess, you finally got here.
Hello, young Bobalong. How is it? How is it with you, mortal?
Husker's been hanging out there for a while. Never mind.
What a beautiful day it is, too, in this neck of the...
Naked woods.
Mortal coil.
How are you?
Bloody good. Better than you. You're dying. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, you are.
When?
All of you mortals are dying.
You don't just sound so smug about it.
I know. They said at God school. They said back at God school, don't be smug.
I hear you got kicked out of God school.
Yeah, I'm afraid they failed. But that didn't stop me.
Point it towards yourself. If you're going to move it closer, at least point it towards yourself. Thank you. That's better.
Banks. On the river. Running bare.
That is the beat of the alternative nation. Come on, back to planet Earth, Bob.
You crack me up.
We're back. And have we got any news for our listener before?
In a minute, don't rush me.
Before they turn off.
Yeah, we'll have news.
Yeah?
It'll come.
It'll come?
Give us time.
It's like milking a dog.
Hey, speaking of news. Speaking of news, I heard on the grapevine, the bitter grapevine, the grapes of wrath.
Through the grapevine.
Okay, shut up. Yeah, grapes of wrath, all that sort of stuff. And I heard that there was going to be some detectives in the village.
Well, we'll be watching the detectives.
I was told 3 weeks before MG.
Smells of rabbits in here.
Sorry about that. It's the husk.
Rabbits.
The husk was covered in bits of rabbit fur when he came in.
Rabbits. We all know what rabbits do.
Yeah, nothing like a bit of roadkill for a young goddess.
Now you can share.
Now we share. I turn
now
it around.
Now you share the microphone.
Hello, Mayor.
Don't come too close to me.
Hello, mortal Mayor. Are you crook?
No, I'm well.
Hey, Michael. I hate to bring this up. Before we started the show, the husk, before it stripped naked, the husk said to me, "Oh, Michael's not coming. He sends his apologies."
Wishful thinking, I just...
Luckily, of course, the initial pre-show sacrament erased everything from my mind. I hadn't got round to handing your apologies over to the people. Perhaps you'd like to give them yourself.
Maybe you'd like to apologise yourself for being here, Mayor.
Sorry, mate.
We've got him now, listeners.
He tried to get rid of me, but I found my way out the other door. He forgot about that door.
He did.
That's cool.
I got him. And we've got a new form of art in the town, in the village of Nimbin. It's been created by our very own Archibald.
What's happened?
It's bush haiku.
Yeah.
It's a new
fascinating
form.
Fascinating fusion.
Can I have a go?
Two genres. Have a go.
My go?
Eats meets west.
Stop there. How's that?
Stop there. Now, you have to follow the traditional...
It wasn't that. Bob, it wasn't stop there. It was... Stop. There.
Right.
Get it?
Got it.
Ah, yeah,
sorry. Cool. It's all the pauses.
Archie, did
I was counting it? Counting the spaces to make sure you had your 5-7-5 format.
I don't get you, mortals.
Well, give us an example of Archie's new haiku.
Okay.
Can you communicate it accurately?
Yeah,
though?
I can. Here's a classic example of Aussie... Bush haiku, the 5-7-5 format. Okay. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
Don't exaggerate.
Shut the fucking gate.
575.
Hmm.
It's great to see a man in the presence of something new and radical. He's just stunned.
Well, I told this. It's funny how
my father used to say that to me all the time.
It's funny how
that was a line from my father.
It's funny how humor just won't translate into different languages. I had this experience this week, or the husk had this experience this week, where he was telling this Japanese friend this joke, and the joke was this: it was, "What did the Maori say to the Jew?" Hebrew.
Yeah.
Okay, so I told this to my Japanese friend, and he laughs himself stupid, like it's the funniest thing in the world. And then he says, "Oh, I'll tell that joke to some of our friends." So we're sitting with these other group of people, and he says, "Okay, I'm going to tell the joke." So he says, What did the Maori say to the Jew?" And everybody says, "Yeah, what did he say?" He says, "Hey, Jew." And he pissed himself.
Are you quite through?
So there's something in humour that often doesn't translate. Yeah, and you just have to ride it.
Okay, well, look, just see if this one translates. Good, just see if this one translates. It's not supposed to be humorous, but I bet you laugh anyway. A young Argentinian zookeeper who worked on a giant anteater conservation project has died after she was attacked by an anteater that mauled her to death.
Really?
Mm.
Is this in South America?
Yeah. I can see him holding himself back.
What's that got to do with cannabis?
Absolutely nothing.
Get your bum away from me. Get your filthy bottom away from me.
Feel that drumstick. Feel that drumstick, Mike.
No!
What do you think? Tell you what, the husk, he's all right for an old thing, isn't he? For an old husk.
Old thing, that would be correct.
There's a few holes in his eyes.
Old thing.
But look, feel that drumstick.
Help!
Feel that drumstick. Look at that. Divine little buttock.
Are you guys quite through?
Well, I shouldn't really be advertising his wares.
I guess he turned up yesterday. Bob, you'll appreciate this. A couple of things. Anyway,
a few people called Solly died.
Souls.
We had Souls Wake.
Have I spelled cannabis wrong? How do I spell cannabis?
Have you got Souls tape?
No.
The tape of Souls' interview with
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Hey,
from 30 years ago.
Lynn had. Have you got that tape?
How do you spell cannabis?
Excuse me. C-A-N-N-N.
Sorry. Double N. Why did I think it was a single N?
Why is he so preoccupied?
Bob, can you listen to this conversation for, do you mind, having your ears for a second?
I'll attract his attention, Michael.
Could you get hold, could you please get, I wanted to tell you yesterday, get their hold of that tape, see if we can borrow it and play it today on the radio?
Well, we haven't got it right now. It belongs to Lynn Oldfield.
Would Lynn lend it to us to play on the radio?
She may. She was possibly going to lend it to Mark Rodriguez to make into a CD.
Oh, how fantastic.
So
maybe the goddess could ask her.
And then we could play it. Would you, goddess?
Maybe I will.
You friendly with her?
Of course.
Torturing that family for years, you did, I hear.
I gravelled their driveway.
Evil one.
You were.
I gravelled their driveway for
them. Three pebbles that were about half of 400 tonnes each, 10 tonnes each. Hey,
I don't think I want to know.
There was something more interesting we were talking about. What the hell was it, though? God help me.
How about this? A New South Wales anti-cannabis campaign will target teenagers as they travel to school and as they surf the net.
What's it say?
New South Wales Health has launched a $600,000 campaign, which it says is designed to warn the 14 to 19-year-old age group on the dangers of starting the marijuana habit.
Print, don't mix it with tobacco, is that what you're going to say?
Print advertisements carrying taglines such as, "Pot, it mightn't kill you, but it could turn you into a dickhead." Will appear in youth magazines and on bus stop posters.
John Howard, as if he smoked pot. All the kids would know.
Or how about
have never smoked?
The ads feature a person staring accusingly from a black and white photo, and quotes such as, "You've got great eyes, but not when they're bloodshot." I'd lend you money, but you still owe me from last time.
Yeah, ma.
Anything
what's
else?
Another one?
Sinners, I'd lend you money, but you still owe me from last time.
How many hundreds of thousands to come up with
600,000 they're spending on the campaign.
How much they pay to get the ideas together?
Oh, that's part of the 600,000, surely.
Is it? I wonder.
I recommended. I reckon the ideas will be over the top.
Do you think the $600,000 is just purely for the actual print and media campaign?
I think so. I doubt $600,000 would cover ideas like that.
Yeah, possibly not. Possibly not.
You know, they're pretty.
It said cinemas will screen a montage of the print shots, as will. So they haven't actually got any.
They've got them
video.
In toilets. It's the same all, shit as they had in toilets.
Just all photograph stuff. They can't even afford to make a video.
Reminds kids they got to buy a deal.
Yeah.
It does. They wouldn't have been even thinking about pot, and they're on their way to school, and someone lurches out and says, hey, don't smoke cannabis. Oh, yeah, let's go and see Jimmy the dealer. You know, that's how it works.
That'd be silly.
It's true. It kids says, would not, if they're thinking about, oh, I've got to get to school.
It
like,
says here,
do my maths,
here we go.
Yeah,
do my
maths.
Then I've got English.
Wonder what I've got in my lunchbox.
Then I've got biology. Wonder what's in my lunchbox. And then this screaming ad in the bus stop says, don't buy cannabis. And, oh, cannabis. Yeah,
why shouldn't
right.
I buy it? Maybe I can get it for free. Right. And probably you can.
Let's go around to Leo's patch and rip a bit off.
Okay.
It reminds people.
Can I give you a figure here? The number of teenage cannabis users has halved over the last 6 years.
Oh, and how do they get that figure? Where do they dredge that figure from?
Yes.
What do they cobble that together
from? Here, the
from?
Survey's been done at Tamworth and Armadale. Very good.
Asking people, would they please voluntarily tell you how much pot they smoke or don't. Do you smoke? Of course I don't smoke. I'm at high school. Nice one, guys.
You're right.
Nice one.
You over this yet?
Nah.
I quote here from the New South Wales Health, Drug and Alcohol Programs Director, David McGrath, who said, we want to prevent people who are thinking about taking cannabis from taking it up, and also encouraging those people that are using cannabis
to crack onto some good methamphetamine.
To cease. There is no safe level of cannabis use.
Really?
Mr. McGrath said teenagers needed to be made aware of the consequences of smoking pot, including a bit of depression, as well as damage to physical health and social interactions.
What is he on? What is he taking?
Damage to social interactions from smoking pot.
Yes, well, we are all withdrawn hermits.
They never talk to each other. Hippies hide in the hills. You never see them. There's nothing happens on
never,
them. I'm surprised
we'll
the streets aren't deserted.
Creative or artistic and, level.
Yeah, exactly. How come we're just not full
dead,
of...
dead, colourless streets.
Yeah, that's us, dead
smoke billowing from the factory chimneys. All the trees chopped down, the little fires and the people sitting in the traffic jams on their way to work. Can you imagine a worse hell than this? Can you imagine that? Can you
if
imagine
they
anything
would
worse?
Give us one day, one spending... day a year, which was pot day... And we were allowed to be at those intersections, and when the lights are red, you go from car to car handing people, not joints, lit joints. Mm. Have a toke, brother, have a toke, pass it on. We take them from car to car. We could change the entire vibe of early morning city, couldn't we? We'd have changed the entire scenario.
I don't think gridlock's out of the question. I don't think gridlock's out of the question
at all.
Not
at all.
We could close the joint down.
Yep, we would absolutely close the joint down, and no one would give a shit.
That's the point.
No one would give a shit. They'd be stoned.
They would.
They wouldn't care. They'd get out of their car and walk over and buy a milkshake.
Michael.
No, they can't do that.
The cafes near the traffic lights would all become worth a fortune.
Their best friend. They can't go and leave their car.
Yeah, they gives a shit.
They're conditioned.
They're
but
trusting.
No, their car's safe. They
just
push the button
God.
That says
they don't think like that.
They push the button that locks the car, activates the security mechanism. Anyone touches the car, they're electrocuted.
That's
they walk
right.
away.
That's right. And they walk away and get a milkshake. Then they forget
in
they're
the middle,
in their car.
In the while,
so now we've
the
got
car
tow
is in the middle
truck
of the
drivers turning up. We give them the joint. They don't give a shit, mate. They're all in the cafe having milkshakes.
How do the truck drivers get there? And the trucks?
What truck
well,
drivers?
Well, they park nearby.
Through the gridlock.
They drive on footpaths, those guys. You know what they're like.
Why do the trucks have to get there?
Because everyone's forgotten they've got cars locked while they're having milkshakes.
The whole city's gridlocked. Anarchy reigns. No, people be eating
all
each other
of
by
a
morning
smoke. At the traffic
are they not?
You know our best, Jandy. It only takes one toke for those virgins, as we'll call them.
I don't think these people will go to your coffee shop, mate. They'll get out of their car, yes. They'll they walk will to work. Not. They will walk to work.
No, they won't.
They will breathe in the air. Cannot. They will breathe in the air, look for a bit of blue sky and maybe see it.
You guys are fools.
So yeah. exhilarated Idiot. That you guys, found
you are
your vision.
Idiots.
Idiots. All the pair of you.
With the one of you.
The blinds will have gone up.
I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you what happens. People will not leave their cars. Their cars are their best friends. Their cars are their life.
Yeah. And they're talking to
they
John.
They will die.
And John Laws
cars.
Is on
speaking
the radio.
Of, speaking of their
John
cars.
John Laws will not know.
Oh, stop it. John. Shouting bastard.
Speaking of dying for your car, or in your car, or with your car, as the case may be, sheer stupidity. Killed a weary 23-year-old driver who smoked cannabis and drank bourbon before driving into a tree while overtaking his mates on a blind curve.
Shit.
Appealing for drivers to be sensible on the state's roads, listeners. I mean, it's not funny. But seriously, he's stoned, he's pissed, and he's overtaking his best mates flat out in a race.
He's mad.
I mean, a blind
he
corner.
He doesn't care if he dies.
I'm just glad it was a tree.
Yeah.
To Mr. McRoberts.
The Winnebago was at the Blues
to be honest,
Fest.
I'm glad
200
it was a tree
metres
not
from the police
some
station.
Some innocent person driving the other way. Good on you, mate. That's the way to go.
Have we been here have since
got,
the Blues Fest was
got,
on?
No. Have we got any results from the Blues Fest?
No. There was a story around they got 5 people out of 300. I said, what with cannabis? Oh, I think so. But anyway, it was all rumour. The results were supposed to be out at the end of this week. We're not quite at the end of the week. But it was interesting to me. They were only a couple of hundred yards from the cop shop. They weren't venturing far. Several people were tested who didn't register and were quite concerned they might register. Anyway, they didn't register. I did hear that. And
they told the police they were concerned they might register.
No, they told they told my the NIM FM reporter.
Okay.
That they were shitting themselves
because they were shit-faced.
Because they just had a bong.
And
the glove box was full of the stash and. But it was all cool.
Came up negative.
Yeah. But I wonder who they did get and what happened, and maybe they got a couple of people. Who knows? By next week we should know what's happened.
They're like predators working around the edge of the flock, aren't they?
I heard the sniffer dogs
they
were in Lismore yesterday.
Every now and again. They get
and the day before.
And the day before the sniffer dog.
Yeah.
So if you've got any tincture just everywhere.
Apparently on Wednesday they were stationed at a really great place to catch drug people, I was stationed outside Centrelink.
Really?
Satanlink.
Let's go for the poor people, eh?
They were checking all the people coming out of Centrelink.
And then they were in that little park at the railway station.
They were indeed checking more poor people.
Yeah.
And so it goes.
Anyway, Bluey absolutely assures us there's less police coming. Do we believe him?
I believe. Well, he reckons the riot squad's not
we
coming.
We bluntened. Their
I got a picture of the new riot squad. Look here. Look at my beautiful.
Last
cutting.
Year, we
Look
broke.
The cuttings I brought.
Broke
Shut
their spirit.
Up.
Did
last
you bring any
we
cutting?
We broke their spirit.
Yeah. Who's for an effort?
We broke.
Where's your bloody
their
effort?
Their spirit.
This radio?
They
you know
came.
Where my cuttings
we
are.
Rioted and they couldn't stop us.
Eh?
They came, we
did
rioted
our thing,
and they couldn't
away
stop
on
us.
My face.
Hey, smell this. We did our thing and we beat them and they went home. Who
battered.
Was there at the end of it?
Battered us.
Look at the Newman publican. Jailed for 4 years, the ex-cop. And
good.
Is he crying
he's
or covering
man.
His mouth?
Good. He tried to dob in Stormy.
Did he?
He did. He tried to implicate Stormy in
You're
that.
You're joking.
Yep.
Is that serious?
Absolutely serious. Absolutely true.
That is shocking behaviour.
So 4 years, good job.
Yeah. That is shocking behaviour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, where are your cuttings?
He basically gave the cops a description to Storm and said, that was the fella that done it.
You're joking.
Yep.
Well,
I'm not joking.
There was a big black fella, Maori or someone, staying in the pub. That's right. And who was under suspicion because he'd been there that night.
The battle against drugs in New South Wales jails has fizzled into an uneasy truce.
Oh, good.
With about 1 in 7 prisoners testing positive.
That's not a truce.
That's amazing, the figures.
Figures provided by the Department of Corrective Services under the Freedom of Information laws show repeated crackdowns on drugs in jails have had absolutely no significant effect whatsoever on
Isn't
the number of positive
amazing?
Test results.
Isn't that amazing?
A huge, random and targeted drug testing campaign each year consistently finds between 12.5 and 14.5% of prisoners' urine samples test positive for non-authorised drugs.
Which is about the same as the rest of the community, isn't it?
pretty much so, yeah.
Cannabis
last year,
and ice.
Yeah, last year, 2,459 of the 18,000 blah, blah, blah urine samples tested positive to coke, cannabis and ice. Have you got the same article there?
Imagine ice in jail. Imagine being in a 3x3 cell iced up.
But a department report in 2004 comparing saliva testing with urine testing said the level of illegal drug use may be much higher than the new figures show. So what, they got saliva tested aren't working properly?
Yeah, look, going on, skip a bit. A departmental report in 2004 comparing saliva testing with urine testing said the level of illegal drug use may be much higher.
I just said that.
In the 315 urine tests...
It's like a bloody big echo, isn't it?
37% tested positive for cannabis, heroin, coke or ice. 37%.
Yeah, that's what we thought. With you more. About a third of society. It was certainly the side of society that goes to jail.
Impossible to keep all drugs. Drug use plummeted. 43% of inmates tested positive for alcohol or drugs when they arrived in jail.
So what reason do they give for not being able to control drugs inside a confined space?
See the end of that story,
What reason do they give?
The minister, spokesman for the department, Candace Sutton, says, hey, what are you whinging about? When they enter jail, 43% are testing positive, and now we're down to 13%.
Yeah, that's great.
That's pretty cool.
That's excellent.
Victoria's at 3.6%, and they're wondering why they're different.
They're all coming
hey,
out straight.
Don't compare us.
A tri-state police unit. A tri-state means police from the Northern Territory, Western Australia, and South Australia. So we're talking about the whole left-hand side of Australia. When you look at it from the map,
yeah,
everything on the left.
Although South Australia's not right-wing.
The wealthy bits are mining
side.
All the coal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A tri-state police unit has arrested 215 people so far in its crackdown on illegal drug and petrol trafficking in outback communities. The Substance Abuse Intelligence Desk, which is said... A combined effort funded by the feds is focused on illegal trafficking of petrol, drugs and alcohol in the outback. I wonder if I can find some figures on the drugs versus the petrol.
Yeah.
Okay, so far...
Because they've got that other petrol all through the...
Since it began operations in January last year, so that's been going for about 14 months, it seized 50 grand in cash, 11 kilograms of cannabis... 143 grams of amphetamines, 80 grams of MDMA, 216 litres of alcohol, and 7.9 litres of petrol.
Wow.
They're not pushing the petrol side very hard.
How much
pot
was it?
11K. That's a fair way. As a result of this, that's over a year of picking stuff up.
Yeah.
That's a total. Yeah. Over a year, that's less than a kilogram a month. That's 250 grams a week. They're picking up.
Mm. And 4.5 teaspoons of petrol a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they're picking up. That's not all that's being used. And it's such a destructive drug. That and glue.
Oh, yeah.
Brain killers.
Absolutely.
Mind mashes.
Absolutely.
Permanent damage.
Hey, at the bottom of that story in the Herald is this little news-focused story. Police have charged 18 protesters with entering closed lands after they invaded the Barrick gold mine site at Lake Cowell in central West New South Wales and chained themselves to machinery. Mm. They had to appear in West Wyalong local court on April 26. A 32-year-old man from Western Australia was charged with offences including malicious damage after allegedly driving into the protesters' campsite.
One of the miners.
He was to appear in Griffith local court
yesterday. Sorry.
Drove into the protesters' campsite and trashed their tents. And
was he a minor?
Yeah.
Minor. Was he?
Well, I don't know how old he was, but...
was he an employee of Barrick?
So he probably wasn't a minor, but he was a minor.
Was he employee of Barrick Gold is what we're saying? Because he might just say, I'm an office worker.
Yeah. No, he was
outraged and enraged.
Employed by the mine, I believe.
Did he hit anyone with his truck?
I don't think so, no. No one was hurt, but
what was he charged with? Malicious damage?
Probably.
Does it say there, Michael? What the minor
spokesman was? Graham Purbum Dunstan said,
has
we
he been
don't
arrested?
Give a, and it's got XXXX.
That's short for
they
rat's
can
ass.
Kill us. We're going to be here till we die. Or they
did stop. He really say that?
No.
Okay, what did he really say?
Doesn't quote him.
You mean that entire quote? Not just the...
There's no quote, just... but I thought the listeners would like a quote,
well, he can't be accused of misquoting him when he makes a quote up.
Yeah,
himself.
And you can't just give people boring old stories without a quote. They weren't...
So Graham would have been there? Was Graham there? He would
I
have
think
been.
So.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hovering there somewhere.
Yeah.
negotiating with the police. That's probably why they all got arrested.
I know that he's a goer. He was a nutter at that bloody train line, wasn't he?
Well, we had a couple.
What do you mean a nutter?
Well, he was...
Raving and ranting.
He was raving and ranting.
He does, but between
Scott
him and Heidi...
Scott Bingham, come here!
Yeah, okay.
Scott!
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
and then we had Heidi going off like a two-bob watch as well and giving them all that.
Okay, boys.
That they could handle.
While we're just there, I have to tell you that I have been... I have heard so many glowing reports of you two at that demo out there, that some people...
This is from the police, is it?
No, this is from people who were... A person.
Ah. That is total exaggeration.
No, one person.
You said reports plural.
From one person.
They told me a couple of times.
He reported it a couple of times. A good friend of ours.
Anyway,
I saved his life and possibly the train driver and a lot of people if he'd have thrown himself on the tracks.
I was throwing.
It's lucky I roped him up.
Apparently the police were pretty concerned that he would.
Yeah, they weren't sure what our tactic was.
Well, they don't know how to treat a deity. That's their problem.
Yeah.
They know. They
especially
think,
one who's
roped. Do we put two cops on her? Do we put four cops on her?
They're big ropes. She could fling them around.
Who knows?
No, he was quite wrapped up. He was trussed.
I was trussed.
And he kept saying, he thought it was so funny.
Trust me.
He kept saying, trust me. And dissolve into laughter. And the police are saying, oh, another Richmond Clinic guy. And they're madly typing goddess. I could see him, how do you spell goddess? And they're typing it into their phone thing.
Asking me what my name is.
No, they were looking for medical records, mental health problems. And they're typing in
found
goddess.
None. Found none. Found none.
No, they didn't.
They found a clean sheet.
Yeah.
Yes. A clean skin.
Anyway, they thought, what's his medication? We'll give him a
jab. They checked you out for drugs?
No, they were checking to see his mental health record because he looked like he'd
really? And I'm there all wrapped up in rope saying to the coppers, trust me, trust me, trust me.
And I'm saying, don't worry, I've trust him, I've trust him.
I've trusted him. Right? You guys. And your little puns, you just love them, don't you?
Well, it stopped them in their tracks. They got to the lines. We'd said that to them. They got to the railway lines and just stopped.
And then they had to find a dictionary and the guy had left it behind in his pack.
Well, he didn't know what trust was.
Well, I think they just didn't know what to do.
They
got to the railway lines and here we were and 20 rabid protesters, 50 cops. What could they do?
Well, I don't know. What did they do?
One
they stopped you. They let the train go through. It was a complete fiasco.
What do you mean?
And you all went home?
No, we stopped the train.
You stopped, for a while. Hey, look. 30 seconds, 50 seconds. Well, I've got a story here. Listen to this story.
Yeah, tell us the story.
US
government. Who said this quote?
All right.
My business is hurting people.
My business is hurting people. Ooh. Dick Cheney said that.
John Howard?
Sugar Ray Robinson. That tricked you. What Slatter's on about. You know David Slatter, this enlightened...
you know why they put him
not
in?
Not redneck.
So that
who is David Slatter?
Respond. He's the guy who everyone hates in the Northern Star. But I thought for you, Goddess, we should... I'll rip this out of the paper. Hey, man, why did you vote Green? It's specially for you, this whole little story.
I suppose I have to read it and respond.
Yeah.
Are you going to read it?
David.
Maybe you were, you want everyone herded sheep-like onto public transport, no choice. No one has their own cars or better highways. Maybe that's why you voted Green. Maybe you oppose the right of ordinary parents to choose private education over state. Fourth thing. It just goes on and on.
Maybe
and
you don't
on.
Want to read it after
perhaps
all.
Perhaps you oppose strong economic growth using fad pseudoscience. The Greens would have Australia shut down its multi-billion-dollar coal, gold and resources industries.
Yes.
Yep.
If that doesn't send us broke their policy of four-day working weeks, fuck working.
Four days? Where did he get that shit from?
Who mentioned four guys? I said, don't put a figure on it, you fool.
I thought you were going to love to respond.
We're committed. Four.
Maybe you support four. Maybe you support the Greens' policy of decriminalising drugs from marijuana rice.
Yeah.
Turning Australia into a copy of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
He's getting the hang of this.
He's getting the hang of it.
He knows where we're coming from. Yeah. He's doing well. Get going. Maybe.
Maybe you support the Green proposal that sex change operations should be fully funded by taxpayers.
Why not?
If it's happening to sort of casino cattlemen.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Don't you get funding to change the sex of your animals anyway?
I don't know. This is evidence Peter, by Mr. Thomas George's win. We're only a minority, you Greens. You're pathetic. thanks to sleazy preference deals, the Greens have delivered New South Wales to Labor for another 4 years of mismanagement and stagnation. I love Mr. Thomas George.
Yeah, well, he would.
Yeah, you can reply.
Yeah, no, Slater gets heaps of replies. Everyone wants a piece of Slater.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a story here. US government regulators have told the bottlers of an energy drink that they have to stop calling their product cocaine.
Cocaine.
They just called it
cocaine. Would be cool.
How smart was that? What a good marketing ploy.
And they said it amounts.
I'd buy it.
They said it amounts to false advertising.
Oh.
Cocaine contains no cocaine, but is being marketed as the legal alternative to the illegal drug.
Wow.
According to its website, its logo appears to be spelled out in a white powder that resembles a drug on the same colour red that Coca-Cola uses.
Wow.
The Food and Drug Administration said Redux Beverages is illegally marketing the drink as both a street drug alternative and a dietary supplement, according to a warning letter.
These guys have got huge brains.
It says, to the website, it includes statements which say speed in the can, liquid cocaine, and cocaine instant rush.
Advertising.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
In addition, dietary supplements cannot carry claims to prevent or treat a disease. I don't know what cocaine reckons it prevents. Oh, it says it reduces cholesterol, helps prevent hardening of the arteries, amongst other things.
So what if you were to call it cocaine cola?
What's in it? Just crap.
It's a sports drink.
Is that drink around, an energy drink with a big ganja leaf on the cover, that hemp drink. It's nothing to do with cannabis.
It's filtered through hemp.
No, it's not. No, not even anymore.
Not anymore?
Nothing to do with it. What's the difference?
Just plain advertising.
Okay. It says,
well, they don't state anything. They just have a picture of it.
Cocaine was one of roughly 500 energy-laden drinks launched worldwide, capitalizing on the craze for the typically sugar and caffeine-laden beverages. So this is all these sports drinks, these energy drinks, they're just ultra-high sugar intake.
They're just shit.
Has the husk got a little
they're
tick,
just
has he?
Killing you
no,
quickly.
He's got a hair growing out.
Go away from me, you filthy man.
Hey,
there's got to be compulsory showers before.
Must be time for some
music. We're going to have showers built in here. We need built-in showers.
Hey, listen,
you want to have naked radio, we need showers.
Listen, you talk to the husk. You tell him to look after his own hygiene. I arrive here five minutes before the show.
We're having music.
I hop into his smelly little corpse.
Stop touching me.
And I bring it
to Stop.
Excuse me, girl. I know it's a bit embarrassing, but I just noticed some timelines on your shirt.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really
I tag horse with an S on HF, far from super, duper. Fuckers in the stoop are saying Blackout.
Little bit of the fun calls there. Blackout. Michael loves that sort of music. As soon as it comes on, he starts singing.
The Korean rapper who's a legend over there is out here, but no one had heard of him.
No. Well, they said he hasn't got a career over here.
Anyway, he did this big gig and they put a koala on the stage. Did you read the story?
No, I don't know anything about this.
They put this koala on the stage.
They attacked
him. He was really
Well, koalas scared. Are pretty savvy.
He went and hid in the corner with all his sticks because he thought it was going to attack him.
Seriously? He ran away from the koala.
Well, it looked, it walked towards him, and look, it had put its claw.
And no one ever sees, they call them koala bears. They call them koala bears. And
bears.
Like,
bear.
Bear, yeah. Bear. They sometimes they even leave the koala part out. Yeah. They just call Australian bears.
Also.
The Australian bear. Mm.
That would be the bit he understood.
Hey, speaking of bears, did you hear about... Did you hear about, for the first time in 157 years, they saw a bear in the wild in Germany?
Really?
First time, 157 years.
Well, it'd be escaped from someone's
No, it was
somebody wearing the bear suit.
First wild bear.
Yeah.
Well, where did it come from, eh? Yeah. Where was mum and dad?
It came from to the east of Germany. It came into Germany.
What, you mean from the forests on
the
other side?
To the east, yeah. They shot it. It's all right. They shot it straight away. A hunter bagged it within about a kilometre of the border. But it's okay. His three brothers and two sisters who are in the pack, apparently they're heading for Germany too.
Oh, good. They'll head them off at the pass. Gee, there'll be a lot of bristling guns waiting. Aren't there? Can you imagine those Germans?
Bristles and
guns.
The
bears are coming.
The bears are coming. The bears are coming. Run for your life.
This is the final battle, hunters.
It's the final countdown. It's us or the bears.
Brave Germans.
We lost the last one. We're not going to lose this one. We're going with the full might of the German army against the bears, the Bruins.
Well, the bear is the Berlin... That's the sort of thing of, you know...
Yeah. Exactly.
Not anymore.
Only the pet ones.
They're dead.
Hey, I see here police hope to exploit fading loyalties in Victoria's criminal underworld. Michael, why are the loyalties in Melbourne's criminal underworld fading? What, are they supporting Sydney teams and stuff?
Nah, but there's a split. Some are Geelong, some are Melbourne.
Is that right? Yeah. So in the past, what, were
anyway,
they all for the one
weekend,
side?
This weekend they're going to sort it out. So I think it's on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's the huge clash in the old traditional colours on the MCG.
Wow.
Geelong or Wapping.
So what's this police $1 million bounty about then?
I think that's for the Footscray player.
The Footscray player, Tony Mockerbell.
Drugs.
Yeah, that's him. Definitely Footscray.
The reward was $1 million carrot.
What for?
To give information.
To give to the rabbit.
Bust the cartel.
No, they want to know where he is.
Look within, police force. Look within.
The reward was $1 million carrot to tempt snitches. That's who comes forward for a carrot, a snitch. Mm. Snitches eat $1 million carrots.
Mm.
They also eat $50,000 carrots and $100,000 carrots. They've got a bit of a taste for expensive carrots as a snitch.
Do you know what still bemuses me from an earlier conversation? I hate to return to it, but that whole fact that inside a jail, that the rate of drug use is pretty much the same as out in the general community.
Yeah.
Now, they're in a confined space where they get fed their food, they have their little cell to stay in, a little shower where they have to be with all the other boys and the soap
trained
and everything
carrier
else.
Trained carrier pigeons deposit a little daily dose on the windowsills.
A little turd.
Yeah.
A little pigeon.
Well, not
turd.
Well, they actually land and the guy unstraps his little leg and, you know. Okay.
It's just amazing.
It's
just
actually trained carrier pigeons with false legs. They can just kick one through the window.
And how the minister can say, well, we're doing really well.
Yeah.
I can't believe
we're
it.
We're doing fine. We let the prisoners have their own garden in the backyard that seems to keep them particularly happy. They go down, do a bit of gardening, always come back smiling.
Mm.
But anyway, Tony
Mockbell.
And
the smoking rates, you know you read these figures on smoking rates.
I did.
Look at that a bit further.
Okay, if you wish to.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? It's a big, big rave they've gone into, saying we've got the lowest smoking rates in the world, but the biggest drinking rates on the planet.
I saw that.
Yeah, 40% of Australians over 14 had used an illicit drug, with marijuana the most common. 10% had used methamphetamine.
Mm.
3% had used it in the past 12 months. Where's the pulpit? Largest decrease has been in cannabis use, down from 18% in 98 to 11% now.
Do you know why that is?
Do you think
that's
true?
Because it's not around. I think it's because it's not around.
Do you think it's true?
Well, I think it's probably close. And the reason is because
it's not around
on the market.
Yeah.
They've closed down the hydro growers.
This is Gino. We have seen a dramatic decline in illicit drug use. Gino Vumbuka. National Council on Drugs. The areas where, this is him being quoted, the areas we're struggling with are amphetamines and ecstasy. We are still low, but they are the ones that are bucking the downward trend. The findings also highlight how successful the needle and syringe program was. Number of clients on drug labs, 58 in 96 to 531 in 2004.
So that must have just about stamped it out. Must have just about done it.
Yeah, that'll be it.
However, he said, A little more than 17% of people reported smoking daily, down from 24% tobacco. There was continuing tensions between government-run health campaigns and the $6.7 billion in revenue by tobacco excise duties a year.
They don't want to lose that.
That is massive. $6.7 billion revenue the government's getting from tobacco. You've got one arm of the government saying stop smoking and the other looking at the significant revenue source.
Yeah.
So they don't want to stop it anymore.
You get $6 billion, but it costs health service at the other end of it. $15 billion. So it's bad mechanics.
Gino went on to say, sorry to the people of Nimbin and others, but it seems hanging with the Reverend, well, he's not called Reverend, is he? What's his name, Brian Waters? Colonel Major Brian Waters.
Major
and
General.
His Christian, and going to church with him
Field
twice a day,
Marshall Waters.
Every day for 5 years now, has taken its effect, and I've joined him in the dream of a world without drugs.
I've bumped into an article here, mate.
What are you doing?
Speaking about a world without drugs. There's no world without drugs. There's a story here. It's got drug scandals, sports peoples. Dean Capobianco, remember him?
Mm.
He blamed it on the steak, said he ate too much red meat before he did his drug test, and that the drugs that had contaminated the meat had also contaminated him. Now, if he's telling the truth, then all those standard buying your steak in Woolies, Kmart, wherever, in the big commercial things, buying anything but steak that you recognise yourself as being in the back paddock last week, really, is just... putting yourself at risk, isn't it?
Mm.
Ian Thorpe, they reckon he might have been drugged up now.
I think he was.
He had too much testosterone, just like you're having.
Mm. That's why his feet got so big. Hormones. They were feeding him fish liver.
Fish hormones.
Nathan Bagley. Mm. Sip of steroid-laden juice from the family fridge, and bang, Nathan Bagley suspended for 15 months.
What did he find in the fridge?
An accidental sip of some steroid-laden juice in the family fridge.
Far out.
Yeah, it was somebody else's.
How did that find its way there? Somebody
I don't
else's.
Know.
And he got...
It was his brother's.
He was the guy doing the Ecky deal from Byron.
His brother is a country rugby union player recovering from a cracked rib. He'd mixed the steroids with the juice and put it in the fridge. Excuse didn't wash. Judge didn't believe it.
So who was he? Bagley? Yeah,
anyway, the old Aussie rules. The old Aussie rules, three strikes and you're out, is in
kayaker.
Big jeopardy.
Kayaker.
You're not even listening, you guys.
I was trying to catch up on something.
It's the one decent sport.
God, you are so selfish.
The kayaking guy did the Eckies from Byron.
Yes, I remember now.
Didn't he?
We were talking, yes.
Yeah.
But that wasn't what they got him for. They got him for steroids in the fridge.
Yeah.
Carol Gordy, netballer from Canberra. She said she was a victim of drink spiking.
Bob doesn't give a fuck.
She had testosterone. Her real name isn't Carol. Then there was Warnie. Shane Warne.
Warnie was bullshit. It was to clear his throat. No, it was to make his nose smaller or something.
Fall over.
Diuretic. It was an oopsie from his mum.
That's right.
His mum gave it to him. Yeah. Ben Tune.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Tune is.
The world has gone mad.
Yeah. It doesn't even tell you who Tune was. Wendell Saylor. Cocaine. Boom, biddy, boom, boom.
2 years.
Samantha Riley, a headache tablet. Mark Bosnick, who was he?
Goalkeeper. He killed all those people.
Goalkeeper. That was Bosnia.
No.
Some woman spiked his champagne with cocaine. Goalkeeper. Well, that's a nice one. Some woman spiked my champagne with cocaine.
He gave her $2 million to admit to it.
Yeah. And finally, number 10, Ben Cousins, West Coast Eagle. Troubled by a bit of drug addiction for quite some time now. They reckon he had a $3,000 a week habit.
Did they say that? Did they say ice habit?
No, it just says $3,000 a week habit.
When the West Coast Eagles won.
Methamphetamine.
When the West Coast Eagles won.
They won the flag on ice. Mm. They're calling it the Ice Cup.
Mm. The Ice Cup.
They are.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Ice Cup.
What they reckon the entire team?
Well, 10 of the team, the coaches admitted, I think, was it 8 or 10 of his players had trouble with illegal drugs. And then Benny, baby, has gone off to the Hollywood star rehab place.
It's costing him $60,000.
For his methamphetamine addiction.
Performance and
they've given the bill to the AFL.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
And over there, in a slightly different sport, but on the same subject matter, former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson.
Cocaine.
Go to trial on August the 20th.
Cocaine.
On charges of drug possession and driving under the influence of said drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only things he said at his hearing was yes, ma'am, once.
Yeah. That was Mikey.
He didn't speak. He didn't react. They reckon he got him on different drugs now. Maybe they got his drugs right at last. We're very pleased with Mike's progress in treatment, said Richard Schoenfield, one of Tyson's lawyers. He's 72 days sober. We're proud of him. Ooh. Wow, that's why he can't speak. He can't.
He's never been able to speak. Have you ever heard him speak?
No.
He's got a lisp as wide as a gate.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, my turn. The new Director General of New South Wales Education, Michael Coutts-Trotter,
yes, this is a great story,
was yesterday forced to defend himself as the opposition called for his dismissal and questioned his suitability for the job. The new opposition education minister, Andrew Stoner, said Mr. Trotter's criminal past as a convicted drug dealer would worry parents and he should not be allowed to run. Stoner, with a name like that, it's all right. The public confidence in the system of education is affected. Yemma, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I'm skipping bits, guys. Of course, I have a problem with the drug background, but my first starting point is who heads up education? What are their qualifications? I'm happy to believe in redemption, said Barry O'Farrell, the new leader. Now, what did Coots say? He said, I've got 12 years' experience in the public sector, much of it at a very senior level, and I've been judged on performance, not on what happened 23 years ago. He underwent a police check to assess whether he's a proper person, whether a risk. I know personally, and probably more clearly than most, the consequences and dangers of using drugs as a teenager. I'd like to think the experience will help me in leading this organisation and fulfilling our responsibilities to children. And he admitted openly, he was a smack dealer. He was a junkie for 3 years. He went to jail. Let the guy have a life. Now he's a star.
Now he's a star. Now he's going to run the education
he's
department.
He's going to sort out the education department.
Well, he's probably got to
make us even more experienced. Yeah, there will be no more sharing needles in New South Wales, I tell you. It's bloody cool, mate.
So does that mean we can all go for jobs with the government on different things, like heads
heads of government.
Heads of department.
Yeah, joint committee member. Hey, look at the publican. Look at the publican. Duckworth, leaving the Brisbane court, he's trying to cover himself with a hanky, but he's got about 10 pounds in a plastic bag under one arm. Claims he was abducted as he prepared to open the Nimbin Hotel at 7:30 a.m. He said a man armed with a rifle and handgun demanded cash. After handing over an unknown amount, Duckworth said he was then forced to drive the thief out of town. At Yukai, Duckworth said he was ordered from the car. No one has been caught. The man looked like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, look at him. Here he is, former policeman. He took part in a $63,000 armed robbery with his other ex-copper mate.
It's a very fine line.
At a Queensland tavern.
It's a fine line.
He'd move up the ranks to become a detective during his 70 years with New
South Wales. 17 years. He's still taken for a cop.
He looks like a cop.
Yeah.
17 years with New South Wales Police before he left in 1999. He tried to become an inspector. The other guy was an officer for 6 years. Both men had worked in the state's anti-theft squad. They knew all about it.
Yeah.
Earlier this month at a sentencing hearing, their defence lawyer said the two men had used the controversial sleeping aid Stilnox. Drugs were to blame. The judge said, yes, I think probably judge of drugs again to blame.
Stilnox. Hello, Andrew.
Hello,
what's
Andrew.
Mate? Hey, Cavill Phyllis.
What's going on?
Nothing
the
much.
Poor guy said, is he busted yet?
He's busted.
He's got jail, four years. 4 years and he'll meet all the Nimbin boys.
Whoa.
Big Kingsley Pearson is retiring and going to live and save the Aboriginals.
On your Kingsley.
Go on your Kingsley. I'd like to thank you all for the privilege of being your GP and for the friendship we've shared over the years. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah, no worries.
Good on you.
And all those bits you cut off me. You can keep them.
Yeah, mine too.
I think he made money.
Cheers, Kingsley. So is Kingsley going somewhere totally different?
Yeah, I'm out of here. He said, I've had enough of bloody hippies and Nimbin and bullshit.
Yeah.
After a lengthy stint in the top end, he hopes to take his skills around the world with Medicines Sans Frontières.
Yeah.
Doctors Without Borders. He's always been a dream of his.
Good. Andrew,
Michael.
You know that before Kingsley came to Nimbin, he used to be flying doctor service.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, he's gone back out to the outback. Yeah, his kids will be grown up.
Bit of a passion for him.
He just did a 2-week locum in Arnhem Land, fell in love with it, said, I can fix these people.
Yeah, no, it must be a very satisfying line of work, actually, yeah. I would think, doing that sort of work.
Yeah.
Well done, Kingsley. Good luck, my friend.
You're a Have legend,
mate.
Have a
good time, mate. Don't want to get sick now.
Oh, shit, are you coughing on me?
No one's to get sick anymore.
I thought screen. You guys are going to have to share your microphone with him because he's sick.
Now, look, no,
I've got better. I'm better now.
I'd like to do something
the
with you.
The new doctor's called Suck Deep Brains. No,
huh?
No. He's called Dr. Suck Deep Brains. Brains. Oh, it's not brains. It's brains.
Leave it alone, Michael.
What are you doing, Michael? No, stop it. You're making fool of yourself.
That's the guy replacing Dr. Pearson.
You're making fool of yourself.
There's a doctor in Campbelltown called Dr. THCSEE. I've got his card.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's from Vietnam.
He's got to be one of ours.
Here's Rain. Look at him with the koala.
Yeah.
The koala freaked him out.
Where is he?
Hong? No, there's a name. Thong?
No, no, that's before the koala attacked him.
Here's the koala.
He couldn't bear it.
What are they talking about?
And this woman sees it coming, and the koala grabs him round the throat.
Oh, the poor darling.
Hey, so how about that Coots guy?
This radio show's stuffing me up. I started telling the story to someone the other day, and I just completely turned into bullshit.
Just wandered away. That's not what's stuffing up.
How about the new education guy? I was listening to
that. Just talking about
that. There was a government guy, and I just thought, he looked bored, and I thought, I'll make up different.
The higher up you go.
The higher you go. With a rocket, with a bullet.
Yeah.
He could deal drugs. He could deal heroin for how many years? Wow.
3 years.
Wow, yeah. What an operator. We'll put him at the head of the department.
Yeah.
We'll fast track him with a bullet.
Far out.
That other guy didn't do so. What was his name? Gibson?
Can't push women around.
You're not allowed to belt women.
No.
He should have known that.
Here's an interesting thing. The guy that just outed the... just been whistleblowing on... Who was he whistleblew on? On one of the government departments. Has now...
That's pretty interesting.
He's been... Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, I forget which one. But one of the recent one, they're charging him with something.
Blowing whistles.
Blowing whistles! Publicly.
It's leaking sensitive documents.
I don't control the mouth of this thing like you guys do, okay? He's got a bad mouth.
Give him a pad. You're leaking. That laughter's got you.
Happens every week, man.
Charge you.
It's called memory leaking.
We try and not mention it.
So anyway, he's getting charged for blowing the whistle. He's lost his job. He's going to go to jail for probably 2 years.
Whistleblowing in a public space at school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do it.
Public
place
as well.
Space.
Good on you. Far out.
Not allowed to leak.
That's why you won't get cops or anyone leaking now.
My dad leaked before he died.
But that's a great way of plugging leaks is by taking the first leak you find and splattering it against the wall as hard as you can, mate.
No more leaks. You watch.
Maybe a few little drips here and there, but no more leaks.
No leaks. It's a good thing.
Yeah, good
Imagine
thing.
Imagine working in a department with no leaks.
Whichever department it might have been.
No leaks. Well, you can do anything. There's no leaks.
I saw a thing in England now. They're trialling something where they put the speaker. We had this last week.
We had it last week.
They've been trialling it in England.
Did speaker on the what?
Oh, on the camera. They have the street camera and they have a speaker under it and they're watching from somewhere and they can say to you, that was not announced. That wasn't announced. Give them the rest of it. Give the tourists the rest of it.
Yeah, they're coming.
We can see it behind your back.
Yeah, we're getting it. And you know what else we're getting?
Instructions to you.
We're getting a new phone number, 13 Hemp.
13 Hemp.
What a cool number. Yeah.
Not 13 Hemp then, just 13.
Sorry. For people who are grown past that, it's 13.
So you got to text it. I'm not really up with it. But you text it in.
Yes. And we'll have the latest updates on where the saliva Winnebago is lurking behind bushes.
What's that in real numbers?
I've forgotten. 4367? I've got no idea.
Anyway, work it out.
Look it up on your phone.
Yeah.
Have a look.
Oh, God, that's got me beat.
Here.
Hey, you. Bob,
yeah. What is it?
It's 4.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
6.
Yeah.
7.
There you go.
So,
good guess.
How many letters?
There you go, 4, 3,
how many
6,
letters
7.
Were on each of those tiles you pointed to, Bobalong?
One.
About four.
Three.
About not three or four, wasn't it?
Tiles. So, you're calling everything tiles now.
Do you know the little things you press, the buttons?
You've been playing Scrabble.
Yes. So tell me, how does the machine know you've pressed HEMP and not S?
No, we're being
CUNB or something.
We're being tricked. We think it's hemp. But it's really just 4367, whatever.
That's right.
No,
the thing is, no one else had used 4367, so we got in.
It's a double cross.
No, what it is the machine.
Models!
The machine sees what you've punched in. Haven't you used your mobile phone? It's called predictive text.
I use telepathy, Bob.
You punch in H-E...
I don't use mobile phones,
okay,
ever.
Fine. Okay, well, maybe the Husk borrows one sometimes. You punch in H-E-M-P in predictive text, and it looks through all the words in all the known languages, not just on Earth, but in the known universe,
yeah,
and it sees if any other words will fit the combination of letters, and it comes up with a selection. And you can either just let it choose the first one off the rank, whatever it might be, or you can actually leaf through it and find the correct word.
So for every word?
Every word.
That'd take a long time to do a text message.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you're checking every word.
It's almost instantaneous.
It is not.
But then you've still got to read which word you want from all the different
said,
languages.
They handed me their phone. They said, punch in your number. I went...
And it worked?
Well, smashed a buggery.
He's still got cuts on his fingers.
Good to call yourself, though.
Hey, what's happening with Mardi Gras?
Mardi
Gras.
It's
all cool. 5 o'clock tonight down at the Hemp Embassy. Huge party.
Mardi Gras. The monologues.
We've saved last year's cannabis cup buds for the moment.
Speaking to heaps of ex-coppers lately. And, mate, there's so many stories for the police monologues. They've all got stories to tell.
Yeah.
They want them all out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're sick of it.
Yeah.
This will be
sick
it.
Sick of it.
Especially the exes.
So last Mardi Gras, I think they're going to go on strike after this.
We've done some maths on it. There's about 4,500 years of police experience ready to explode and come out and tell the story.
There you go.
It's all a scam.
Like
cannabis
a
prohibition.
Being squeezed.
Yes.
All the points.
Cannabis prohibition doesn't work. Costing us heaps for nothing.
How about the tobacco?
Not for nothing.
How much money does the government...
It costs heaps. But
not for nothing. It costs a fortune.
It costs heaps.
How much money does the government
in
make
lives.
On tobacco excise
each I was
year?
Listening to this show. $6 billion.
Yeah.
That's what they make.
I was
but
amazed. $6
in the first year, we'll just offer them $1 billion on regulation.
Mm.
You reckon?
Hey, excuse me, just for 1 second. Can I just...
Doing it tough for a long time, and I reckon Australia could do with $4 billion extra. And they'll just everyone just share. If you use pot, more pot you smoke. After regulation, more you save.
Smoke pot for Australia, sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
More
yeah.
you smoke,
hey, just
more
to,
you save.
Just
you
to, get back, to get back to our previous...
Well, it's just cheaper than it was you were getting it before.
Yeah, our previous conversation,
what?
If you remember, the one about the prisons and the drug use
here,
in the prisons.
Look, at any time of the day... 1,200 people are stoned in the prisons.
Okay, that's more than bloody Nimbin.
Well, then how do we explain this story that says...
Is that Victoria?
Yeah.
No, this is New South Wales.
No, this one's Victoria. This one's Victoria, and it says that they're winning the war on drugs in Victorian prisons. Now, what's going on?
Well, how come? How are they winning it?
They just said they're winning it.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're lying.
It says they are.
Winning it.
Is that on the web?
Look.
Is that on the web?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't believe that shit, mate.
Oh.
No. Sydney Morning Herald. Sydney Morning Herald.
No.
All right.
It's interesting, the story underneath, it's about the failure to do so in New South Wales. Prisons have got the pair of them. So is Victoria actually doing something that we're not? Maybe they're stopping arresting people with drugs. And therefore there are less people in prison on drug offences. Therefore... They're winning the battle because their figures are less.
I would have
they're
no idea.
Pretty, they're pretty loose on
they're only on busting straight people now.
They're less islanders
to get,
working
to get
as
the
screws.
Figures down. If
not,
you can,
not as many islanders working as screws in Victoria.
Whatever. If you can fill your jail full of straight, non-drug-using people, then your jail drug-use figures are going to drop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
If you start off with... So if they start hunting out the people who don't take drugs at all.
I can't read this. It's all too long, but it's all about how they won't release the figures. Even the Herald paid this money
anyway,
for freedom
Mardi
of information
Gras.
And they wouldn't release the figures.
It's 20
so
bucks.
They don't know
so
the difference.
About 20 bucks.
You got to read the story. The government refused to release the details of which drugs they're using and how many people. So there's
commission.
Something going on there.
There's
going to
be one
know.
In correctional services and one in the police.
63% of prisoners, male prisoners, use illegal drugs in jail. That's a pretty high percentage.
That's more than the outside. But Mardi Gras going off. The fencing's going to happen, I reckon.
We're going to get the Lismore Council.
There's going to be, I reckon, something will happen between the council and stuff. Speaking to the Gold Coast mob today, Ballina, there's a stash at Ballina.
Ballina Council.
Yeah. Well, not the council. I haven't approached
the fencing.
Them. Fencing.
Mm.
So that's going to be great. And what else? Everything's right. It's just going to happen.
It's all happening. It's all happening. A lot of people just doing what they always do. It's all cool.
The Jungle Patrol.
How do we get the word out there?
If you want a really good Jungle Patrol bloody T-shirt, join Jungle Patrol this year.
Yeah, that's all happening. That's all happening well, I heard. Hey, how do we get the word out there to everyone that there isn't going to be more police, there's going to be less?
We could write articles in the press and we make
we print lots of programs and put them out the week before.
Press releases and letters to the editor.
Yeah, title. More pot, less cops. Come to Mardi Gras. Mm. Yeah.
Come early, leave late.
Yeah.
Pot cops have sent their apologies. They can't make it this year.
Yeah.
Cool. No, that'll be good.
They have serious crime to fight.
And, yeah, everyone should just bring a few ounces extra in over the weekend and just give it away.
Yeah, absolutely. Compulsory. To me. Hey, yesterday the Reuters guy was here. Reuters doing a story on Nimbin development. How do we feel about becoming a touristy sort of development? Yuppies, yuppies, yuppies. Oh. And in the middle of it, this guy turns up, Wavy Gravy. And someone had gone to his house in California. He said 5 years ago, but his wife, who didn't smoke pot anymore, said 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Saying, you got to visit Nimbin, Wavy. Wavy's the famous MC from Woodstock and friend of Ken Kesey and all that mob who did the bus. Stephen Gaskin and who's the other guy? Pot is fun.
Yeah.
Bob Hopkins.
Ginsburg.
Yeah, Allen Ginsberg.
Anyway,
there will be some people, if there's anyone listening, who know him. Wavy. He's a character.
Wavy Gravy.
He's doing children's theatre and
Jerry
and
Garcia, a friend of Jerry Garcia.
So on, yeah. And he was, and he couldn't handle the idea of publicly smoking pot in case someone took a photo of him and he'd lose his job.
As a clown.
Freaked out by it.
Because he's doing, what's he doing in
children's theatre.
What's he doing in Nimbin if he's scared to have been seen next to someone smoking a joint? Like his whole career will go down the tube. Like to move to Australia. I mean, are Australian parents as fussy? Would anybody hire a clown called Wavy Gravy in Australia? Hey. Would you hire a clown called Wavy Gravy?
Mate, I never heard of him until yesterday. I was away that day at school.
No. Well, I once hired Bubbles, but
wasn't very good. Hey,
Wavy Gravy, though. That's interesting. What'd that taste
Jeff Kennett's back in the news again.
Hey, what's he done? President of Hawthorn.
He's railing against the lax drug testing policies of the AFL.
I did try and talk about this about half an hour ago and you refused to acknowledge the letters AFL in your computer.
I can't believe that, Bob.
The AFL's been cool on the three tests, three strikes and keeping it secret, but the pressure's now after the Ice Cup.
It's not just Jeff. I mean, Jeff's carrying on.
It's the Ben Cousins Ice Cup. Everyone's pissed off the Eagles won the cup on ice.
That's exactly right.
They won the premiership on ice, mate.
Was it the whole team?
Eight or ten of the team. Yeah,
five of them, certainly. One of them, without a question.
The star won it off his own boot with a fearless display of Nathaniel Street behaviour with the ball in the middle of the oval and just won the bloody game, mate, the premiership. Now we hear he's on ice. Yeah.
There you go.
Because that's the thing with those guys. They're on ice. They just don't give a
fuck. I reckon we drive over to Perth. We bloody break into the Eagles' bloody home and take the cup.
So, Michael, who'd they play against?
They played against Sydney, Paul Roos, who promises they're all pure and pure.
So that's why.
And pure, and hasn't heard that Bolton's a crack dealer.
Has he got blonde hair, that guy?
No, he's got black hair.
But now
I happened to watch that grand final, and I'll tell you what, Barry Hall wasn't on drugs.
Yeah.
He was so hopeless. He was hopeless. Cousins, meanwhile, invincible.
Yeah.
Bouncing, he was jumping like 20 feet in the air at steps.
So who's
you don't
this,
do that
who's
if you're
this
not on
Brock
ice.
Do you reckon he was topping up during the game?
Of course, half-time, mate. Half-time.
Who's this Brock McLean?
He's a Melbourne player. What's he done?
He's the one that's carrying on about we need more drug tests. He's
21 years old.
He's saying, why are you only drug testing on Thursdays?
Brock McLean?
Yeah.
His father's a minister.
He's saying he should be drug
testing.
I
bet his father's a minister.
Sunday mornings after they've all been partying. Get them when they've just had the drugs.
And they haven't got the diuretics through their system and the urine luck and the rest of it.
And there's not enough testing anyway, he says. Come on, test us all and test us.
Test us every day.
I didn't get tested at all last year, and you know I love it when you ask me to wee in a bottle.
I think he might be getting off on it. I think we should turn it back on them. Those asking for more drug testing, they're just into peeing in bottles.
Yeah, no, they are. You can tell they're the ones who ask for help. Hold me, imagine, please.
Oh, yeah, hey, how good is the game going to be if they can have whatever drugs they want and be as good as they want to be?
I reckon to get over it.
What, a whole team of Ben Cousins.
Yeah!
A whole team of Ben Cousins.
Yeah! They won't all be clones.
Give them sticks, I reckon.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Give them
clubs.
Set them to it.
Oh,
I reckon.
And your fullback's allowed to have like a spike or something.
That's that movie I want to do with the demons.
And you're allowed to have one joker in the team.
Take the bong out at half time.
You're allowed to have one joker in the team that has Valium.
He'll get taken out. They'll eat him during the game.
We're not allowed to tell anybody who it is.
Hey, did you hear about the three guys in Perth? These three guys.
What did they play?
These three guys over in Perth, they're obviously Eagles fans, and they're just getting the stuff ready for the game. They had an upstairs unit, and obviously had a drug lab in the unit. Well, they had an oopsie in the lab, blew the whole corner off the block of units, the roof, the walls, the windows. Hurt themselves pretty bad. They're all in the burns unit, severe. You can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. Drug squad same detectives have taken over the investigations.
Yeah, all these house fires. It used to be hydro setups. Now it's little labs.
Just the fondue went.
Little speed labs.
It was just fondue went crazy. The cheese caught. It was combustible. All right.
We've nearly had enough of this, haven't we? What time is it? It must be
no,
time.
It's still early. I came over early. I thought it was like
I thought
good
you
if you come early.
Well, unless you've got something really succinct, we can have one track of music.
I saw Keith in the bookshop. I saw Keith Bolton.
Keith.
And he's coming, but he says he's fully into it and had enough of the government and he wants a real revolution and serious protest this year. Had enough.
He's finally twigged.
He'll be here both Mardi Gras's days.
All these hemp producers and all these people who have thrown their support and weight and a lot of time, energy and money into hemp, when they get into it a bit further and they read up, there's no laws there. It's we're still going by the old laws that are meant to get rid of pot off the face of the earth.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
And he's ready. He's
you writing
it out.
Us something for the program? Do write us something.
I would like to do that.
Who else?
And the goddess. Are you writing something for the program?
Goddess, I'll
make
shit,
something
I'll
up.
Shit out something.
Yeah. No, you're going to foresee in that, don't
you? Want a bit of prophecy?
Yes.
Want a bit of prophecy?
I want to know what the weekend's going to be like before the weekend. So will everyone else.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, but it's not all going to be good news, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. Is it raining?
I'm afraid
this year, because I'm so sick of you mortals not caring that I've been keeping the weather good for the last few years. No one's ever said, oh, thank you, goddess.
Oh, you liar. You're a liar on several counts.
Thank you, goddess, for keeping the weather good.
Yes, sook.
So I'm thinking...
We sent an email.
Didn't you get it? A nice email, thank you.
Didn't you get it?
Eh?
Didn't you get it? Yeah,
we meant to. Michael was sending it.
You are...
Tar for the weather, goddess.
Yeah.
That was it.
What
all she
wrote.
There was three
what
kisses.
What about all the buds we gave you?
I'll get real.
What about the buds we gave you?
Oh, who provides the buds around here? It's me, the goddess.
Look, we know that
you don't need that human adoration.
Was an offering what about
back,
the T-shirt
man?
We made you with goddess written on it?
Oh, I'm overwhelmed.
Greed.
False goddess. Thank you.
I heard a thing this morning. As dry as a wooden god.
As dry as a wooden god.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. I'm going to give you a little bit of rain for your troubles this Mardi Gras.
All right.
Okay.
What? A little bit or a lot?
I'm going to a little bit.
Tell me seriously. Am I going to get lucky?
You know how they do
You're
it.
You're going to get very lucky.
Yeah?
Very, very lucky.
You are going to have a chance to make yourself an example.
Whoa, I don't know about that, Andy.
No. We're talking, Andrew. We're talking about your chance to be the one that breaks through the legal system and challenges your conviction all the way to the High Court.
Yes.
No.
To the Supreme Court.
No, that's scary.
To the Supreme
Why
Court.
Why not? Why not that's all it. The way? Let's do
all
it.
Which
way.
Case?
You,
I
any
I haven't
case.
Got one.
That's
all the way,
we're getting
we'll
to
make
that.
One.
We're getting to that.
We make it. We,
we get you
that's busted.
This is why you went to Michael Kirby's speech.
Hang on.
Uh-oh, it's the
this
phone.
This is why you went to Michael Kirby, so you can... We'll get you busted. You do the medical thing all the way.
Oh, man.
No, we'll do it the nice way.
I'll feign a limp or something.
Tina has volunteered to vouch for it. Yeah, he's much nicer when he's stoned.
Tina said okay.
Yep.
I'll have to ask.
Far out.
Yep.
What a wife you've got, man.
Yeah.
All right. No, no, all right. Well,
she's happy to put you in jail for a couple of years.
But you've got to bail me out, eh?
She loves you that much.
No, no, no. Bail me out. No, she didn't want to bail you out. No. She said it'd be good if he went to jail.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be.
For his beliefs. What a partner.
Yeah.
And so what,
yeah.
I'll only
make
be
him
for
the
12.5%
sacrificial
of the time.
This year.
No, there's not enough pots. Too expensive there. No. They mix it without tobacco.
Well, yeah. I think
no,
what we ought to
I'm
do.
I'm going to stay here. You would do well, goddess, in
yeah,
jail.
You could write.
You could spread the word.
As a sacrifice?
Yeah.
Well,
I could handle it.
Not a sacrifice. It's an offering.
All right.
Offering's it's an offering. A nicer word.
You got to be pretend to be
make
sick.
Make an offering, yeah. Go to jail.
Yeah,
for
an
few
offering.
Years.
You got to time isn't it, get to the High Court, and yeah, if you get that Michael Kirby judge,
Supreme,
yeah, High Court.
Weren't we talking about something intelligent before we got to this? What was it?
And then Bob Brett got a phone call, and he's
just what I was about to speak, but I'm just having a bit of trouble.
Would you remember the
phone
story,
call?
The
can you remember what it was? The phone
more
call.
More program stuff. The business.
Quick, what was it? Quick. He's forgotten.
It's gone.
The program.
Damn it.
No, we're talking about the program and the excellent
story. He's goldfished
story.
It. Look, he's goldfished it.
What's he for? What
excuse me, may I please? Oh, my God, it's gone round in circles.
What have you forgotten, Bob? What did you forget?
Bob's forgotten what he wanted to tell us.
He forgot what
give
the phone call was about. It was an urgent, important phone call.
It was
really
Robin.
Important.
Completely forgotten it.
Really well, important.
Get on with it, God.
All right, yeah, the program and all the businesses, they should get in and do a
yes,
really big ad.
Yes, we want businesses to please put an ad
it's
or two
it's a special
in.
Program this year.
It's
good
important.
Times program,
yeah,
Mardi Gras,
yeah,
get
yeah,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And that's it, Saturday
Sunday
night.
Sunday night, we're going to go
Sunday
to 8
night.
O'clock now in Peace Park.
8 o'clock.
That's going to be good.
All right.
Another concert, Harvest Celebration Concert.
Speaking of concerts, have you worked out where the toilets are going?
The toilets are going to go in that back corner where they were last time. Some there, some in the rainbow, and some in the paddock.
Okay.
The paddock's got cows in it. We're just ready to slash it and
they don't
put
know how to use
50
the toilet
cows
anyway.
In there, man.
No, it's all right.
There's shit everywhere at our campsite.
Mm.
There's shit all
the
over.
The city folk will love it.
Mm. They won't
It'll
love
smell
it
like
all,
a
man.
Farm.
It's a disgusting thing to do.
Farmyard smells.
Yeah. I've seen Paris and Nicole.
I don't think
on
it's
a TV
I've
show. They like it.
I think this is what we ought to do this year.
Uh-huh.
We ought to make an animal sacrifice. Instead of having people busted at Mardi Gras, we ought to get my pig,
uh-huh.
or rather the husk's pig.
Has she got a name?
Yes. Yes. That's she good. Does.
That's good. And what do we do with her?
With Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Then what I suggest we do is we sacrifice the pig to the police. We grease it down.
Yeah.
And then
with hemp oil.
With hemp oil.
Yeah.
And then we
it's quite a big
flap
pig.
Things. It's a very big pig. She's a very big pig. We flap things behind it and scare it so that it runs up the street into the police and they can keep it. They just have to catch it. It's a greasy pig, and they can keep it, and they can have that.
So all the crowd,
instead
don't
of busting
try and catch
people,
it, you hold your kids back.
Hold your kids and, back. It's for the police kids, to yeah. catch. And all we have to do is
They'll
run
shoot it.
It.
They'll just shoot it. They'll just shoot it.
Well, they
shoot
can, it. Yeah, but that's okay.
And,
they,
won't,
do,
and they won't eat it.
Yeah. Eh?
They won't eat, huh?
No.
You know,
they'll just shoot it.
Well, then we'll go and eat it afterwards.
No, they'll take it.
Well, they won't eat it.
Their health requirements will be they destroy it in a certain manner similar to green vegetable
matter.
Biggest
barbecue.
Me, Michael. Green vegetable matter.
Excuse me. Have you heard... I've heard this is serious. This is Mardi Gras stuff. Now, firstly, I've heard that the nude hemp jelly wrestling has been cancelled.
Cancelled?
No.
Cancelled.
No,
is it fully
pending.
Cancelled?
I don't know yet.
Fully pending. Pending. Fully pending.
There are insurance issues.
However,
the person that rang in before, could they ring in again and remind Bob what it was they talked to him about? Because he's forgotten.
The number 1,000 was part of it. 1,000. Okay, but besides that, I was wondering if we could extend, Jack and I discussed a bit this morning, get participants maybe who wanted to be part of the nude hemp jelly wrestling. Jack's talking
nude
about...
This is the first I've heard of nude.
Yes, it wasn't nude
Bob.
Before.
There was a lot of people going
Everybody
wear
it. Wanted it nude.
Oh, yeah, well.
Can you wear a mask so no one will know who you are?
But we're talking about the nude body-painted conga line, the fat green line to combat the thin blue line.
All right.
Conga lining down the street.
Naked.
In the festival, naked and covered in body paint.
Stinky paint. So we all I
can see the husk picking up his ears already. There's a bit of few people volunteering.
It's not his ears.
You've got to have some tassels in the right places so that you don't get arrested.
I tell you what, the husk will
indecency.
Be delighted. He will be delighted.
He'll be
I know, he
has a glorious
struck.
Cock.
Maybe even you.
He'll be delighted. They'll paint him all green.
All green.
Excuse me.
So the green-painted, fat, naked hippies dancing down the street.
No. Didn't you know from where? Didn't you know how famous the husk's body is?
No, I don't care.
It must be a cold day, man. Look at that.
No.
So it should be a pretty good balance for the Gunja Fairy.
The husk
is... That's not big. That's nearly smooth.
Do you know the rabbit? Do you know the rabbit dildo? The husk is the model.
3-inch.
That it was, what rabbit dildo?
It's the most famous.
I don't know the rabbit
dildo. It's the
most
famous
dildo.
And used mechanized dildo in the world.
Yeah, it's tiny.
The
tiny.
Imprint of it was taken from the husk.
Yeah, I know.
He has a glorious
body. Why is it called the rabbit dildo?
It's a world's smallest dildo. Thing?
No, it just moves a bit rabbit-like.
How did you grow those ridges on up it?
Yeah, look, stop
those ribs.
It's scar tissue,
he probably
man.
Keeps a rubber band around.
That's all
music.
Scar tissue.
I just do not see how this continued discussion of the genitalia of the husk has got anything at all to do with drugs. Be back in 6 minutes. So
live
yeah,
white,
let's
naked,
get a look at
them. Well,
distribute the picture. We'll see where
Andy's
the chick in the
really
armour
is. Here they are. I recognise that guy.
Can we beat him? Can we get around?
And there's that girl.
That's them. They're not coming this year.
New round shields. New South Wales's elite riot squad is still being trained, but it will be up to the task of ensuring an orderly summit for the leaders of Asia Pacific. September, the police commissioner. It's 100 strong public order and riot squad.
Whoa,
at its home bush base. They've got a whole 100 of them.
What do we have to do to get them?
That's who we got last year. The public order and riot squad. That's exactly who we got.
So they got the shields for us this year.
They've got the round
are we
got
to expect to
and
see the shields?
A ganja leaf with a cross through it
on blazoned on their chest. Hell. Isn't that beautiful?
They take it so seriously there.
No, they don't get it.
They do get it. It makes their job worthwhile. It makes their job worthwhile to feel that they're really fighting an evil.
But they don't have to put the marijuana.
Well, they do.
The
they don't. It symbolises to them. It symbolises
very sad news for you mortals. They're not going to be coming this year.
That's good. Oh, that's your vote. Green.
Not unless we provoke them. They said.
I'm not provoking.
No,
I'm a good kid.
Maybe if I texted you, Andrew, and said, let's you and me get together and have a riot with, say, the husk and the mayor during Mardi Gras, and we'll use Newman as our platform, do you reckon that'd encourage them?
No.
And
then
we could make sure that if they intercepted our call, we could make sure that we send an extra message to them too, so they intercept it.
Well, you just get Thomas to do all that. That's what they did last year.
Has anyone invited Thomas to Mardi Gras this year?
Did anyone ever invite him to Mardi Gras?
Yeah, always. Yeah. I think we send him a special invitation.
No, he came to the Green Zone.
Speak at the rally.
He came to the Green Zone last year, remember? He was directing. Remember when there was the bomb threat on the Nimbin police station?
That was him.
It was a bong threat.
Oh.
It turned out to be a bong threat.
Oh.
And they just misheard it.
Unattended bong in the lane.
Yeah, across the area.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Brought in the riot squad, brought in the water cannon,
with
horses.
With the new shields.
And they had to buy a whole new radio system.
No, I don't reckon. Don't invite him. He just causes trouble.
Do you reckon?
He's no fun. Thomas is no fun.
Let's invite him to enter the hashish dish.
He'd be a good judge.
Make him a judge.
I reckon. No, he's a politician. Make him a judge.
I'd like to see him in the greasy pig competition. Wrestling with the pig.
French, I hope you're listening. We invite Thomas to be a judge. We want a Lebanese Red, we'll call him.
I would love.
Thomas, Lebanese Red, George.
He can wear a moustache. No one will know who he is.
Yeah.
I would love to see Thomas George wrestling with a slick down Susie. I've got to say. My pig and Thomas George. I can see him. I can see it.
The pig would trample all over him. That's not fair.
It'd be such fun.
He's Lebanese, man. They don't like pigs.
They love it. Don't they like pigs?
Nah.
Greasy pig. Lebanese.
No, they don't like pigs. No. Muslims.
Oh, maybe they don't.
No, they don't like pigs.
They do like them. They don't like eating them.
No, they look cool, the Lebanese guys and that, but they don't eat pig. I remember Thomas, when he was young, he used to hang around Bankstown. He had the short hair.
He doesn't have to eat her. He just has to wrestle her to the ground.
He used to wear muscle shirts. Those fishnet shirts. He used to keep cigarettes up in his thing.
With his turned up sleeve.
Yeah.
Cigarettes, yeah.
I see how that guy, that American rapper, Snoop Dogg, is about to go down for drugs charges.
What sort of drugs?
I don't know, the usual snort and stuff.
No, you just pay more money, won't you? You get away
No, I think there's too many times. Snoop Dogg's going down.
He's just going to pay more. Let's take bets. So is he going to go to jail?
No,
I don't reckon either.
Snoop Dogg's staying out of the doghouse.
Okay, so that's what you say, Snoop Dogg's not going to the doghouse.
I'm putting my money on Snoop Doggy getting out of this one.
Well, yeah. Snoop Dogg's now got a rival, called himself Bow Wow.
That's a little boy.
And he's doing all these anti-drug appearances all over Houston.
Anti-drug appearances.
Snoop does him now. Yeah. He's been doing him for a while.
Well, he has to since Bow Wow's been around.
He's working in conjunction with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, yeah?
He has to do that to stay out of jail. And that's how he'll stay out of jail.
I hate mums that are drunk driving. Mums drunk driving are the worst on the road. Mm. I hate that.
Yeah, you got it there.
Good on him.
You got it there.
Do you reckon he's going to go to jail, though, Mick, the Snoop?
No. No way.
So it's just you, Bob.
No way. He's worth a fortune.
The land of the
free.
What's
Sigma doing?
Who?
Sigma.
Don't you read my screen? You just get on with the customers here.
Yeah.
Can't serve a customer. Hey, look.
Hey, that's in America. Snoop Dogg's in America. They only put black people in jail. He ain't going to jail.
Yeah. No. Michael Jackson didn't go to jail.
Snoop's black.
What?
Well, not for a long time. I don't know. He's a bit of an OJ. He didn't go to jail.
OJ.
You can do stuff.
If you're rich enough, you can mostly stay out of jail.
Snoop's loaded.
But that's the same anywhere
Snoop is
in the world.
Seriously loaded, absolutely.
It helps if you've got white skin, but if you've got heaps and heaps of money, it's just as good.
But Snoop might sort of paint himself before he goes into court white. Or something. Yeah.
You'll take them pills that Jackson was taking.
Yeah.
That's how much pills. Trouble he yeah. was in.
That's why they snort. He's got so many white girlfriends, they won't even notice him.
That's why they snort cocaine. They think it turns
them
on.
You guys are fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Really,
he avoided?
Yeah.
The new news, just in.
US rapper, fresh news, US rapper Snoop Dogg entered a surprise no contest plea to gun and drug charges.
Guns as well.
And was given a 3-year suspended sentence that will spare him jail time.
Oh, Snoop Doggy, yay! High five, Andy!
Yay!
We called it the goddess and the wood snake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's all about criminal intent. The guy's too loaded to be a
he
criminal.
Was never
he was
going
having
away.
A good time. Yeah.
They were never putting Snoop away.
Wonder if he'll tell his story. There you go.
That was good. Any more?
You
want prophecies? We'll give you prophecies. Ask the questions.
You go a week back, find a bit of news. We'll tell you what's going to happen.
Grecian love god and the goddess will give you the answers. You just ask us.
Former television actor is facing a lengthy prison term. His name is Anthony William Dow, 36. He's acted in All Saints and Love is a Four-Letter Word. He used his Qantas job to transport drugs across state borders.
Going down.
Him,
I didn't recognise his name. He wasn't that famous. He doesn't sound that rich. He's going down.
He's down.
What colour is he?
He doesn't know. He's
white.
Got no
he's white?
Yeah.
Okay. That really gives him...
He was a vital link.
They're calling him a vital link in the supply chain.
He's going down.
So they've let the big guys off the little guys off. Someone's going to get into trouble. A vital link.
The vital link in the chain is going down. Yeah.
I love it. A vital link, someone who doesn't profit at all. It just passes through their hands for a real pittance.
The fall guy.
Yeah.
The vital link in the chain. Yeah, he's the fall guy.
Next vital link. Next.
Okay.
No, he's definitely going down.
Yeah, you should have just said vital link at the start.
We would have told you. We would have told you. Come on, love God, give him some more answers.
Come on, you guys.
No. Hey, who's his
You new... ask us the questions, no. We'll give you the answers.
Who's the new band, The Witness, new local band, The Witness? Is it people we know in the new band?
No one had stepped forward.
The
Witness.
Playing at the pub tonight.
I know.
Hey, this weekend's Nimbin Open.
It's Ben.
Is it?
Your mate Ben.
Is it Ben?
Yeah.
The Witness.
His new band.
Drumming tonight.
Love them. They're great.
Ben's a good drummer.
Okay.
Hey, it's Nimbin Open Gardens weekend this weekend. I'm thinking of doing that. I reckon that would be a cool thing to do.
Oh, my garden's already.
Anyway, there's a stall in town over the weekend, and
someone's harvested early.
They're open, are they? The gardens who don't grow dope.
Just harvest early. They're really good gardeners.
I thought I had found...
Come in my garden. I'd be happy
but
to
But don't
have
go there or there or there or there.
But over here.
Have a look at all this shit here.
Don't move.
My place is absolutely cool. Everything's been ripped off.
How much did you give him this year?
Not much.
Uh-oh.
Not very much
Michael,
at all.
Can you answer
complaining
it?
About okay. the quantity.
I didn't give him enough.
I'm answering.
Someone who can remember what the question is this time.
Anyway, you can go to the Open Gardens thing. There'll be tickets sold from a street booth.
Right.
And what, I thought I'd found...
No, there's a whole brochure of gardens.
I thought I'd found the drug story of the century here, but it's...
Oh, the demons are on at Bangalow. 2 o'clock at the Bangalow showground, Demons versus Byron,
tomorrow?
AFL first round.
2 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, no, tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes,
2 o'clock
tomorrow, Bangalow.
At Bangalow.
Be there.
I would love to go to that.
Police seize 125 kilograms
Frank on the
of
back
acid.
Flank.
Well, yeah. How's that?
Watch out if you're anywhere near the back flank.
Mate, the Red
jumper.
Terror.
Oh,
he's a winner. He won't get anything past him.
It's the first game of the year.
I know.
I've got a brand new set of pom-poms.
It'd be good.
Short skirt.
Wow. Bangalow, tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
And Mark is the president of Byron, I think.
125.
I sent him this message. I sent this message that all half the street kids are playing and they're out for blood. Mm. You'll be right, Frank.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, good.
125 kilos of acid, eh?
Are we
what? 125 kilograms of acid.
Acid.
Where kilos of acid.
Where?
Now, wouldn't you think that's the world's biggest ever bust?
No.
125 kilos of acid.
No.
Whereabouts?
What sort of acid? Whereabouts?
That's 3 drums.
It's only phenylacetic acid.
Five
actually,
drums. That's
it's
nothing.
Not. It's just
There's factories just producing
acid.
Like 500 drums a day. That's okay. 525 All kilo right. drums. Seriously,
no, it's just stuff for making speed. Not LSD acid, but different acid.
Anyway, the rumour is that the Nimbin Demons are all going to be on ice and the Byron team mightn't turn up.
Yeah, give them the value.
After the Eagles.
Give them snowflakes. Just sell them snowflakes and just say, oh, this is a good ice, soft ice.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah. And we'll be right.
Oh, those poor boys. Those
they don't drug test at our level, do they? Do they drug test at our level?
Nah. Nimbin Demons.
No.
Bullshit, you carry the bong out at half time.
Ah, beauty.
No, I wanted to film that and
off.
Send it in.
Hey?
Just that little, just a subtle shot of the bong and a bit of smoke rising up, and then the score changes and the demons thrash them.
Oh.
We send it in as a little short movie to the footy show. Mm. What do you reckon, Frank?
We should get it on film and, like, play it. In real time, it'd even look. Our players would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it'd look like slow motion.
Yeah.
Players would come up and they'd just push them off, spin around. Yeah. And just, it looks like slow motion, but the ball, through the goals.
Yes, indeed. I see where the police in London raided a Rastafarian temple.
And?
Clamped down and arrested everybody inside and it hasn't mentioned drugs at all. They just arrested everyone and took them off.
Just for being Rasta.
Just for being a Rasta.
In London?
In London. But it was just an ongoing thing.
But they're rascals, aren't they?
I guess so.
Redlock rascals.
There is some other big drug news, and I absolutely can't remember it at all.
Oh,
what
yeah?
What the hell is it?
Here's a quiz. What? How many pills did Anna Nicole's surgeon prescribe to her that went through her friend Nick Stern first? Like, he used to go to the doctor and say, Anna Nicole needs this, Anna Nicole needs that. And her doctor used to just prescribe them.
Who's that
number of pills?
14.
3,200.
Michael's closer to the mark, yeah.
Whoa. How many?
Yeah. Oh, 1,800 pills. She prescribed via a third person. For Anna Nicole, all sorts of stuff.
She was prescribed.
That's
she was prescribed.
Scintillating radio.
She's rich, though. She can do that.
She's dead.
Huh?
She's dead.
She's worth $600 million or something. Anyway, they
found... No, she's not.
They found that baby is worth $600 million, and they didn't know who was the father, and the father turned out to be sort of a homeless photographer. He's thrilled.
That guy, yeah, he's happy.
He's happy. Got his kid. Larry, mate.
Him and Stern are getting married.
Yep, it's all happening.
It's going to be beautiful.
Hey, I see here the church.
They hugged.
Churches have been inundated.
Yeah.
With tens of thousands of people packing in to celebrate being in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Just to celebrate being in Queensland.
Hey, what about this story of damning the Clarence? Now, that is news. I knew
it's
there
not
was
even
something.
April Fool's Day.
They're thinking of damning the Clarence. Have you read the story? And
they're going
sending
to sell
the water
to sell the water to Cubby Station.
Is that today's Herald there?
There's a huge
the photo
coalition
in there.
Where's Duck so much
Creek
trouble.
Or Duck Pond or Duck Creek.
I don't
Creek.
Know.
We'll no, it's just the other side. One of the tributaries is just the other side of Green Pigeon Creek. That's what they're talking about. Yeah, they're talking about taking that water.
Duck Creek.
We won't even notice it gone, but that's not the point.
That is not true. We will notice it gone. Nah. It will trash the river system. It will trash the river system. Now, how about this for an alternative?
Will they say, oh, we just want a little bit, and then they want a lot?
How about this poor old cattle farmer who's only got 1,600 hectares on that beautiful spot on the Clarence? At what's it called? I can't read that. Is it Duck Creek? Can you read it? You can't read it.
Well, I don't know. Were you pointing at? Of course I can't.
Anywhere
in there.
What's it called?
I'd have to read it to find it. I don't want to do that right now. No.
It's in the first sentence, you bastard. I'll find it.
No, that's much
okay. Easier. Anyway, Duck Creek. Say it is Duck Creek.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just the federal coalition in Queensland are in such bad shape that the feds are going to do whatever they can to try and...
Including pumping Clarence water
Duck
up over
Creek.
The
It's not going to happen.
It's They've Duck run Creek. Out of
You're
where
right
it is.
The first.
We're blowing up the pipeline. We're taking the pipeline.
Yeah.
They're
going to
take 15%
the water.
Of the water.
You bring it's
got
to come through
from,
us. It's
bring
not
the army back from
us.
Iraq. We'll do it like the train tracks.
Well, they're going to take it by chopper.
We'll tell them...
Chopper
no,
lifts
say
the water.
We're going to go and, but don't do it like the train tracks, though. Don't tell them where you're going to go and blow it up.
No.
Before you go.
You don't tell them nothing. No. We're taking it out. Okay. You're listening? We're taking it out.
Yeah.
One you're not getting
they'll make
Here's
a
better idea for you, Queenslanders. This is it from the goddess. This is how you do it.
All right.
You go to Cubby Cubby Station and you say, listen, guys, we've got a deal for you. Mm. We're not going to put you in jail for 100 years, but we're going to take all your water. How's that for a good deal? And then they put all that water down into their reservoirs out of the
Fill
Diamantina.
Fill it all up, over and over.
And they'd have no problem.
Is it easy to do?
Absolutely.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
I'll do it for them. I'm happy to tell Cubby that. One phone call.
Oh, not before
And
my
the Cubby Cubby owners have, they'll have two...
Disgusting cotton
have two options.
Bolting people. Now I'm going to get furious.
They can give their water back to the people it belongs to.
Yeah,
or they
can
go to jail for 100 years
and
give the water back to the people it belongs to.
And they're not allowed to keep the station either. They've got to be homeless,
fuck them off.
Walking
cut
the
it back up,
for the rest of their
cut
life.
Cut it back up and put 100 families back on there again.
They are revolting, greedy, disgusting...
Conglomeration of business people.
Planet-killing people.
Yes,
okay.
They can
making,
be put in a big
making more T-shirts and the op
now?
Shop's already full.
What about
can
if
can
they
see?
Can we settle?
But what about if they
Only
convert?
If they agree to it. We can
if
settle.
They convert to hemp, they'd be all right, eh?
Can we settle that?
Hemp's all right, but not irrigated.
No, the irrigators. No bugger them. Bugger them. We've had enough. It's time to
brought me back to life. I was asleep.
It's time to put your feet down, humans.
Yeah, I've had enough.
And say to these people,
what are you trying to say?
No more irrigation.
No more greed.
No more pumping.
Instead of
talking
about
pumping.
Water from our
no
area
No more
here.
Closed till the op shops are empty.
Should we take a vote? Do we want them to dam the Clarence and give it to South East Queensland?
Let's take a vote.
No, we vote.
Let's take a vote.
All in favour?
Nothing.
All against?
Hey!
Oh, look, 8 votes. 8.
All right.
Nil.
Our votes were too.
Tell us, God, is it going to happen, though?
It ain't going to happen.
Excellent.
Okay. Our final piece of looking at the future here, folks.
Howard won't even be in government, mate. He's going to be so far. They'll be forgotten.
Yeah,
As soon as he's out, it's going to rain again.
It'll be like a memory of a bad fart.
It's going to rain. The whole country's going to be green again.
Global
I think that's what the Labor Party should be concentrating on.
Kick out Howard and then global warming.
Vote Labor, it'll rain.
It'll rain. Vision Australia without Howard.
Nah,
try that.
Is the
I just did.
You haven't realised, you great. Guys. The Reuters guy said yesterday, he said, you realise Nimbin, they've done all the geography. You are sitting on the perfect non-tsunami wave. Because all the real estate along the coast, they're all suddenly freaking, saying, gone, 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 we're going to move. How far do we want to be up?
About Nimbin.
They've got them in. Nimbin. About Nimbin.
Yep.
Couple hundred feet, thanks very much. Just a bit inland. Mm. We might get a little bit of splash.
Couple hundred metres.
As Mullumbimby goes under.
Okay, I just wanted to test the goddess and the man here.
That is not the man, that is the love god, the Grecian love god.
Grecian love god, okay. Test their prescient powers again. Final case before the court. We have a young man in South Australia. Yeah. South Australia, mind you, they have a lenient view towards sexual orientation. Doesn't really matter. Love this young fellow called Gerald Gerald Dugan.
Gerald,
no relation.
In a drug fueled rage,
I
sliced up his lover Janie.
No, I don't comment on South Australia. They did that Snowtown shit, mate.
And her best friend Wendy. What do we do with him?
What were these two females?
They were with him at the time. They were engaged in trysting.
Were they humans?
Yeah, they're all humans.
They were human, okay.
And Gerald Dugan and his girlfriends Janie and Wendy, and he killed Janie.
He killed them
in a drug field. And they just badly sliced up Wendy. Don't know, maybe I
laughed. 8 years, Jane.
Laughed at his will.
8 years.
8 years from Michael. 8 years from Michael.
Mate, they're weird.
How many?
He's going down.
I don't comment, mate. They did that. No comment. When I read drug all the stuff rehab. About Snowtown, and this is a
person going down.
How much?
Going down.
They're all going down.
Going down.
How long for?
Oh.
How long
minimal
for?
Three.
We've got eight from Sense Michael.
Eight's not a bad call.
Minimal three.
Eight's not a bad call, Michael. You're pretty damn close to it. Yeah.
Eight from Michael. And
well, if he's going he's going to go.
You go, chuck it in.
Longer.
Longer.
Did he kill them both or what?
So agreeable.
No, just one. But just the other one. Got chopped
he
up.
Knows he knows already the bus.
This isn't prophecy.
12. Life.
12
years. Life!
12. He's got no money.
Life. We've got life.
Gerald.
Life
he's got the name, Gerald.
8 year minimum. Yeah. That's what I said, life. 8 year minimum.
Where was he?
Minimum.
Where is he?
South Australia.
They all do. When you read stuff in the.
There you go, guys.
If
don't
you do bad
ice,
things in South Australia,
to you
you're going to go down.
You either win the cup or you slice up a few people.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm. It's a risk.
Yeah, no, jailed him for life. That's all there was to it.
Mm.
And what I didn't tell the court before, of course, they gave the prescience, was that the guy had spent virtually his entire life in jail and institutions on his way to getting back into the house again, basically. He got locked out and he had to find a key back in.
He's institutionalised.
Totally.
You'll get a case worker.
You didn't tell us any of that?
I'm not allowed to. No, the courts don't get told that either until afterwards.
Nah, they would have leaked it.
No.
No.
Prior.
He's going to get a...
Time, gentlemen, please.
No, he's going to get a case worker.
We have to go.
He's going to get a nice halfway house somewhere.
Bing, bing. Hey, it's been a total pleasure talking to you, listener.
It has. I've got to run.
Hey, 5 o'clock, mate.
Going to a wedding, going to a wedding. Happy wedding, happy wedding.
Bring food to share because I'm hungry. 5 o'clock.
Food.
Yeah.
I'm hungry too.
Yeah. I'm hungry too.
I'm hungry and I'm aching.
This last song's going to be for Soul.
Soul.
How cool.
I played
Soul
songs before.
What a grumpy old.
This is a good song.
You know, one of my favourite stories about Soul is when he tried to sell the roach.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
He's the grumpiest man.
And it was one of the mingiest little roaches I've ever seen.
How much did you get for it?
I don't think anyone bought it.
Someone I won't even know what I'm doing anything wrong anymore. You won't be around to tell me.
No. Okay. This one's for Soul.
He had a heart of gold.
It's for Soul?
Yep.
We're out of here.
Yep.
Been a pleasure. See you later.
Top guy.
Bye. You and AI, Menta Napa Coe, you are here.